USA Radio News.
Plane ticket prices are taking off.
Some airlines are increasing their ticket prices as the cost of fuel continues to go up. Delta is raising tickets roughly 10%, with United and Southwest also joining in. The increase in ticket prices comes the same day both American and Southwest announced flight schedules were being cut into the spring due to fuel prices and staffing issues. Delta recorded their highest ticket sales of all time last week, with United and American also seeing flight demand was increased. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden will travel to Europe next week for face-to-face talks with European leaders about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden will meet with those leaders in Brussels on March 24th. This is USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A Ukrainian journalist who worked as a freelance consultant for Fox News was killed outside Kyiv this week. The Hill reported that 24-year-old Oleksandra Kuvshinova died in the same attack that killed cameraman Pierre Zarzewski and injured correspondent Benjamin Hall. A homeless killer suspect has been arrested in D.C.
Police early Tuesday morning arrested the person they say is responsible for a series of shootings against people experiencing homelessness in New York City and D.C. This was just hours after Mayor Bowser teamed up with New York City Mayor Adams to apprehend the suspect. Ballistics has tied the cases together. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Park Service has denied South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's request for fireworks at Mount Rushmore to celebrate the 4th of July. It cited concerns about drought conditions that could lead to a wildfire, as well as opposition from Native American tribes. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Sarah Bloom Raskin has withdrawn her candidacy to serve at the Federal Reserve. Her move comes after a weeks-long battle in the Senate over her views on climate policy. Russia is seeking a new jail term for a Putin opposition leader.
Russian authorities are now seeking a 13-year prison sentence for opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a trial critics see as an attempt to keep President Vladimir Putin's biggest foe in prison for as long as possible. Navalny, who's already serving 2.5 years in a penal colony east of Moscow, has been charged with fraud and contempt of court. The prosecution accuses him of embezzling money that he and his foundation raised over the years. Navalny has rejected the allegations as politically motivated. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
A recent Wall Street Journal poll indicates that non-white voters are more likely than white voters to say that record inflation could push them away from traditional Democrat voting. The poll indicated that black women and Hispanic men, both at 44%, reported the highest proportions of major strain among various demographic and gender combinations. And FEMA announced on Tuesday that it surpassed $2 billion in COVID-19 funeral assistance. The agency states more than 300 applicants make up that dollar amount. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.